Absolutely, Catherine. I think the local public, along with myself and other politicians, assisted the community in making submissions. We were quite hopeful that the services of Garda Hawk Post Office would be retained. Two businesses had shown interest to have the services within their own businesses, and for the community and those businesses to receive notification that the review was not successful is an absolutely devastating blow to the businesses, to the people of the area, but is also effectively pulling the heart out of the village of Garda Hawk, which will mean that people will no longer pick up their pensions or social welfare payments in the village and will have to go elsewhere for the services, which will affect businesses, which will affect the social fabric of the village, and also will affect the Irish language that is the strongest Gaeltacht area in the country. And we are devastated by it. And to say that we were hopeful that it would be retained, I suppose, an understatement. When Leo Varadkar, the Taoiseach of the country, was in the county, I had raised this matter directly with him and with Minister McHugh. And at that time, I was of the opinion, strongly of the opinion, that had other businesses been available to provide the services or wish to provide the services, that that would be looked at favourably and that those businesses would be given the opportunity to provide the services. That has not happened. The only service that will be remaining in Garda Hawk is that a post box will be put outside one of the shops. And this effectively is the government and Unpost turning their back in rural Ireland. The government are trying to, I suppose, disassociate themselves from these closures of the post offices, but they need to be held accountable because they are ratifying these decisions. They have ratified the decisions which Unpost have taken. The whole process, in my opinion, has been shambolic, and it has been totally and utterly set up to close rural post offices because the criteria do not suit rural areas. They do suit urban areas. And it is an attack on rural Ireland, and I'm going to call it for what it is. And I am, and I have asked Minister Joe McHugh to step up to the plate to support Gaeltacht communities and rural communities. And when we talk about rural communities, Garda Hawk has an excess of 3,500 people that we're drawing on this post office. So whilst it is rural, it is a densely populated area. And to close a post office, a vital service in the area, is effectively ripping the heart out of all of the services in the village. And I will be seeking to do whatever I can and the community can to ensure that this review that has taken place is overturned and that the services are retained in Garda Hawk.
Unfortunately, though, we are seeing quite a trend, not just in Donegal, but elsewhere, that while public are rallying behind postal services, trying to get them retained, hopes are being dashed left, right and centre.
That is absolutely correct, Catherine. And it makes for a very difficult reading when you open a letter from a post and you're full of hope that it will have something good, but it doesn't. A very comprehensive and in-depth submission had been made by the community. Equally, the business people of the community have made in-depth submissions of how and why they could have the postal services within their businesses. They have put significant time into these submissions, along with many other people in the community who made submissions. There was a very active campaign in the Garda Hawk region. We were hopeful. I particularly was hopeful that we could retain the services, having, had a conversation with Minister McHugh and with the Taoiseach, and that has not come to pass. And, you know, the review, and I know it's an independent review, but we had sought meetings with the CEO of Unpost, with other officials of Unpost, and they have evaded at every opportunity to have meetings with public representatives or members of the communities. Even at a regional assembly level, where I am a member of, we had asked that Minister Nocton and the CEO of Unpost would come in and meet with us as regional assembly members, and they refused and reneged to do that. So what they have effectively done is they've hidden behind closed doors, said that there is a review process in place, but the review, in my opinion, is simply to close down and ensure the closure of post offices, and has not lived up to being fair or equitable, where we have 3,500 people of a population in Garda Hawk, and they deem that there's no need for a postal service in it, in a very rural, scattered part of our island. I believe that the government and Unpost are taking retrograde steps to close down rural Ireland, and something that we as a people in the west of our county need to stand against. And we need to send a very clear message to the government that we will not and cannot accept this, that they're closing down our villages and our communities for no other gain other than financial. And everything is not about financial gain. The value of the service must also be ascertained. And I am asking Minister Joe McHugh to open doors and to ensure that Garda Hárc is reopened. We have asked him to meetings, we had asked him to engage, and to be fair to him, at every opportunity he took, he did say that he would speak to ministers. It is now time that his political clout as minister at the senior cabinet table is used to ensure that Garda Hárc post office, along with others such as Dunfanaghy, are retained and the services are retained in those villages. And I will be engaging directly with him in the coming days to ensure that.